King's group crept northward, dodging the planes for more than an hour, until they spotted a Japanese reconnaissance aircraft banking over the road and tipping its wings in greeting. From that point on, they continued unmolested. Finally, they passed through the Japanese lines and were met by a soldier who politely escorted them to a farmhouse not far from the town of Lamao. They were shown to a table and chairs that had been arranged outside the house. Still rattled by the perilous jeep ride north, King sat down and tried to wipe some of the roadside dirt from his uniform. Presently, a black Cadillac pulled up to the house, and out climbed a short, grim-faced man, Colonel Motu Nakayama, General Homa's senior operations officer. Homa, who was back at his headquarters in Balanga, had declined to appear in person because he had assumed King to be merely a representative of General Wainwright and refused to conduct negotiations with a man of lower rank. From the start, Nakayama was greatly confused about the nature of General King's relationship to General Wainwright and just what it was that King was offering to surrender. Nakayama took a dim view of King's notion that Bataan should be considered separately from Corregidor. Although geographically distinct, the two commands were militarily one and the same as far as the Japanese were concerned. "It is absolutely impossible for me to consider negotiations in any limited area," Nakayama curtly stated. In any case, Nakayama insisted that Wainwright had to be present before General Homa would entertain any serious discussions of surrender. Eventually, King prevailed upon Nakayama to hear him out, and to agree, at least informally, to a cessation of hostilities. King raised his concerns about the condition of his men, and expressed his firm hope that the American and Filipino troops would be treated in accordance with the terms of the Geneva Convention. He then requested that he be allowed to transport his men, under Japanese supervision, in U.S. Army trucks to wherever Homa desired. Nakayama categorically denied these requests. He made it clear that Homa would hear no terms or conditions from King, certainly not until Wainwright appeared at the table. When King reiterated his concern for the safety of his troops, Nakayama brusquely cut him off, saying, "The Imperial Japanese Army are not barbarians."